Now, to your health on WTOP.
Let's talk about what you're paying for health insurance. We've got new numbers for premiums that insurance companies are expected to ask for next year here in the DMV. Preliminary figures show insurers are requesting about a 16% increase in D.C., 15% more in Maryland, up to 19% in Virginia. Keep in mind, this is not written in stone, only what the insurance companies would like to get next year. Critics argue to have any chance of success, real health care reform needs to dramatically change how we pay for what we get. They say the current model is broken, unaffordable, piecemeal, and there's little accountability for outcomes, and it's not consumer-centered. I talk about the chance of major reform with Gail Wilensky of Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on health care matters.
We're not a country that generally blows up things and wants to start over. Usually speaking, we do better if we think we know the direction we want to go and we start evolving toward there. There are a number of issues that are going on now that are causing the premium increases to be higher than people would like to see. Partly, this is a group that has not been insured before for the most part. Some people had individual insurance. There may be some catch-up needs. There also is a learning experience on the part of the insurers. And so part of that is understandable. Also, there were some provisions in the Affordable Care Act that are expiring now that were meant to help the insurers in the transition period when they would be getting people in who had not been previously insured. There's one slightly positive change for 2017. The insurance tax was postponed for 1 year. That'll reduce some of the pressure. But what we've been hearing is that people that have gone into the exchanges are sicker than people in general. That's true for the not-for-profit insurers like the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans. It's true for the large for-profit plans. Part of it is just settling into a new program. We also are in transition to trying to encourage physicians and hospitals to be a part of more of what's called value-based systems, rewarding them for good health outcomes and for efficiently provided health care, and not paying more to do more because more is not necessarily better. Also trying to integrate how care is delivered. The problem with a lot of this is we know where we want to go directionally, but we're a big and diverse country, and getting there from where we are is not so easy. Even if you could blow things up and start again, we don't actually know how to make some of what we want to see happen. So I think trying to get there gradually makes a lot of sense for many reasons, but most importantly, it's how we usually do things.
With the understanding that trying to predict the future is often a fool's errand, can you at least see premiums stabilizing maybe by 2018 or 2020?
They should, or they should at least grow no more than what healthcare spending and healthcare costs are growing, and hopefully even a little less.
Gail Wilensky, she's with Project Hope and joined us on Skype. She advised the first President Bush on healthcare.